you know, when you're doing work in front of a business that depends on all age groups to come and patronage them, it's very difficult to close up a street when you've got to walk from a block and a half away mm-hmm. to get to that business. And people are going to avoid it during construction, and we know that. And we try to work with those businesses as much as we can. And the positive thing about our Phase 6 project is that it's ahead of schedule. So we're hoping to have it, weather permitting, completed by the end of July, which will help. But right now, it's a burden on them, and we totally understand that.
And you took some action in regards to that with several power poles that have become a victim of that project. So what did the council do in regards to that tonight?
So there's been three of our concrete power poles that have been victim of the machinery down there during this project. And so Justin Blazer, our Public Works Director, brought forward tonight a rendition of a pole. It's a fiberglass gray pole that we would replace that wouldn't be exactly like the concrete, but it would be similar. They're available, and down the road, if we do have issues, which we do have old poles, then we could replace them with like ones. So that's what they proposed to take back to the contractor for replacement.
And the contractor is responsible for the
correct.
The cost.
As part of the project, he knows that those are supposed to stay, and you need to be very delicate around them. And when the first one fell on the Farmer State Bank here about two or three weeks ago, you know, he was very concerned about it. They replaced it right away with a wood pole, but of course we're not happy with that. So when these other two fell, you can just imagine his heart dropped. So we're working with him. The contractor's been wonderful through the whole project, and I'm sure we'll get along just fine.